Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Still an oldie but a goodie.
Donald Sterling.
Right, 3 o'clock. So, the Detroit Free Press released a diagram of what it looks the NFL draft will look like when it comes down to Detroit. For those who don't know, which I don't know who you are, but the NFL draft will be in downtown Detroit, April 25th through 27th. And when you look at the map, it's kind of what I thought it was going to be. Now, I still said I thought it should have been on Belle Isle. I thought that would have been the best place to have it.
I agree with you. The only problem, but it's still a problem downtown too, is getting people on and off.
Yeah, but you know what? People go on and off for the fireworks every year. And if you're going down there, here's the thing. First of all, if you're going downtown for the NFL draft experience, practice patience because you're not going to get in and out of downtown easily. Think of it as Taylor Swift times about 10 for that, yes, for her concerts that she had in downtown Detroit, except for Taylor Swift probably won't have the entire downtown area blocked off. The NFL will. So here's the breakdown of it. The Campus Martius area. For those familiar, I think where they like have the Winterfest in downtown Detroit, when they would do it down there, that's where they're going to set up the stage. The stage where you see the people going up, putting on the hats, and, you know, now they're going to be joining this team. It's going to be right there. Woodward's going to be blocked off, so they'll probably have some type of a caravan or something going on. And then that extends all the way to Hart Plaza, which is where the NFL experience. All of these things appear to be free. But you better get down there early. And like I said, if you want to take a look at it, it's in today's Free Press. You can go online and check it out. The footprint is there. I guess the question that I want to ask the people out there, are you excited about going down to this? Because this is a big event. You've watched it.
Oh, yes.
You have watched it. Well, maybe not. You've watched it all your life. It's been in New York for years. Then it became the traveling circus where they started taking it from city to city to city to city. Last year it was in Kansas City. This year it's going to be in downtown Detroit. Are you headed down there? Are you trying to, because it's so vast, are you going to the main area, Stoney? Because I don't think you're going to be able to hit up everything.
No, I mean, if you want to make a day of it, you do the experience early, and then like for Thursday for the actual draft, which it looks like they're setting up a theater, actually, like a stage, and it says basically the draft theater will be located at Randolph and Monroe across from the Greektown parking garage. That's where that's going to be.
Because here's the thing. There's no guarantee. Like, normally the Lions pick a top 10 pick. So you know, okay, the draft, we've always joked and said draft is our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Except for last year, you almost went to the real Super Bowl, which you now have the 29th pick. If you're a Lions fan, are you going down there knowing you may not, Brad Holmes could trade out of that pick and you've wasted an entire Thursday waiting to cheer on whoever it was that was going to be a Lion? Do you go down there? Do you take that chance? Do you sit at home and watch it, or do you go to the NFL experience? Like, there's so many different avenues to go to.
I think football is so king. Even if the Lions are picking where they're picking, even if they would trade out, it'll be just freaking packed. I mean, Nashville in the rain was packed. Now, granted, Nashville, their streets have a lot of, you know, things to do as far as, you know, taverns and bars and, you know, music places as opposed to here so much. But no, I think everybody's going to show out because here in Detroit, we want to prove to the world, hey, what do you mean we can't host an NHL or NBA All-Star game? We can host Final Fours. We can host drafts. People are going to come out in droves, no matter where the Lions are picking. There are the, you know, the Michigan people who obviously would want to, you know, cheer on J.J. McCarthy.
Well, you got 18 people that were at the combine, so not just McCarthy.
No, but I'm talking the first night. He'll definitely, if you believe what you read, he's gone, you know, day one. Who knows about Chris Jenkins and Junior Colson and the rest of them. Blake Corum, they'll probably be Friday night deals, some of them. And then Saturday afternoon is when you'll get some of the, you know, the offense, the Zach Sinters and the Trevor Keegans. So, yeah, I think people will show up. They'll show up in droves, and there's going to be people from other NFL cities. Pittsburgh is, you know, 4.5 hours away. Chicago, Indy's not that far away. You have, you know, this sport has just gotten so out of control. I had this crazy, whacked out idea to make it international. I mean, there's no way they could have done it. Is you set up some sort of, you know, green room, mass green room for the players, like on the Detroit River or whatever, on the Windsor side. And then when they're picked, they somehow can like walk across from Canada, the United States, or take a boat.
You can't even finish like the Gordie Howe Bridge yet.
A speedboat. I think a speedboat.
What?
A speedboat. You know, obviously that's not happening, but I thought that would have been, you know, some definitely
breaking
unique
news.
Thing
Caleb
to do.
Williams speedboat capsized.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you know, he's not doing anything else, so he could probably save people.
Well, sorry, Chicago. Caleb Williams cannot be your quarterback.
Right. 248-539-9797. What excites you most about the draft? Because we are a little over a month away. When you think about it, we're in March. This thing is taking place at the end of April. Are you excited to go down to the actual draft when you're going to be in the theater? Even though the Lions probably aren't going to be picking a high pick, you're going to be down there the entire time. Is it the parties? Is it the festivities? Do you just want to hang out in downtown and just experience everything that's going on? What is it about this that you are looking forward to? Or are you just like, you know what?
I don't like people.
It's going to be a lot of people downtown. Getting around town is going to be a problem. As I said, practice your patience. And a lot of roads are going to be cut off and you won't have access to them.
And if anybody thinks that the Lions should do anything based upon their fan base who was at the draft, they should have their head examined. Whatever Brad Holmes decides to do, and Chris Spielman and whoever's involved there, should have absolutely nothing to do with where the draft is being held.
Yeah, it's funny. I just got a text. My boy Stan was like, yeah, I think I'm staying home for the draft. It's if you're going downtown, you're down there for the entire day.
Yeah.
Now, some people, this is your chance to go and sit in the draft theater. I think it's the downside of having such a successful season, because this was last year. They had a top 10 pick. It was like you had picks and they traded down, but they ended up with two picks. And it was like, yes.
Right. Because going into the draft last year, you had 6-18. When they announced that the trade occurred, if it was in Detroit, people might have booed a little bit because you were trading down.
So, but yeah, it's if you're a Lions fan, you're an NFL fan, what are you looking forward to? Because the draft's coming out there. I don't know if you've seen the map, but the theater is going to be in the Campus Martius area, and the draft experience is going to be over in the Hart Plaza area. Or you just headed down there for the parties and hanging out at the bars and just wanted to soak up the atmosphere. 248-539-9797. David, what about you? You taking the boys down there?
I plan to. There will probably be some things for
you
work.
You guys going to be steelered up?
We're all going to be.
They don't like the Steelers.
I think we're all going to be working during the draft.
Right, so my dilemma right now is doing that and then trying to get to them before the draft starts Thursday or Friday. It's like, I don't know what I can do. But I will attempt to get them down there. I want them to experience everything down there, see the entire atmosphere, at least two of the nights.
Because I got to figure, you know, probably Saturday, if that's going to be the day, if you want to go down there.
Correct.
You probably could get in the theater and really experience everything without, you know, because if you take your kids down on Thursday.
Well.
And you get that one that's, Daddy, I want to go home. No, you don't.
Well, here's what I won't take the youngest. I will not take the youngest. But the two oldest, I mean, I haven't spoken to my wife yet, but they're probably skipping school Friday. They're probably going to be at work with me because I want them to see the draft.
All right. So just no education whatsoever. Wow. Wow.
They're doing great in school. They can miss a day. Hopefully there's no test.
Well, for Thursday, if one of Canton High School's own gets drafted in the first round. So that's a kind of cool thing.
It is. You're right.
So 248-539-9797. What are you most looking forward to for this NFL draft experience that's coming down to Detroit? We're going to get your phone calls, your ticket texts next. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.